The Josie Show is copyrighted to Josie Pasentino, Bag of Goodies Productions, and Alan Firestone Productions, and may not be rebroadcasted or redistributed in its entirety or in portions without pre-written consent of its producers and the show's management. Thank you. The Josie Show is recorded live in front of an audience. Some portions may be pre-recorded.
This is Brenda Best. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Pasentino is playing that song.
It's time again for The Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino. And now here's your host, CMA recording artist, Josie Pasentino.
Hello. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Josie Show. We're so glad you guys are joining in tonight. I hope you guys had an amazing, amazing week. I did. It was hectic, but amazing. I had a lot of work on my upcoming schedule here. I'm having so much fun with that. I can't wait to share it with everyone when it's done, because guess what? I am so excited because I've been working on my upcoming single, and Practice Boyfriend. I've been working on that with like my vocal coach and doing all this other stuff, and we scheduled to actually record it and all this other stuff. So I've been doing a lot of work with that. Also, I am still in school, so I've been doing that as well. And also the two shows, and I'm exhausted. But I am very excited to be coming back here. So now tonight we have a very awesome show for you. We have four guests, which is crazy. We have Jordan Dungan, Crystal Sands, of course Rob Snyder, and Ruthie Steele, and it's going to be such a great night. You will get to hear. Alan's already pressing those buttons because you know it's going to be a really great night. Yeah, he loves those sound effects buttons. I don't blame him. Last time I got to finally press one of the sound effects buttons, and it is addicting. Mm-hmm. We should have strange addiction for that one. And also we're gonna get to chat with these guests and play some of their awesome music. So it's gonna be great. And remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it's rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. So you can check us out.
Squirrels have entered the building.
Also on stage.
Hey, Jody.
Hey! Hi, Tina.
Did you tell everybody about last Monday's special edition? We had Santa Claus.
He did look like Santa Claus, and he knows he does. He actually dresses up as Santa Claus all the time, which is, like, awesome.
In April, you're going to have either the Easter Bunny or a really fuzzy person?
You never know. But, yeah, my last special edition, we had Glenn Douglas Tubb, who is an amazing – he's songwriting royalty. It was awesome. I had a lot of fun with that. You guys should check the archives. It's there. Which I was actually just about to mention, you could check us out on those two radio shows I just mentioned, and also on our website, josieshow.com, where you could check out our archives on there. And I actually have every single episode on there from when I was 14 talking to Katie Cook. Please excuse me. I was 14. And also, I didn't know what I was doing back then.
Correct Josie for a second. Oh, no. She was 14 interviewing Katie Cook in the bathroom. We got to be specific.
See, a lot of things have changed, okay? You have to do what you have to do. I mean, when you have the best phone line in the bathroom, you have to go in there. You know what I mean? I mean, what else was I supposed to do? Okay, I swear I had to get that interview. I swear I was sitting on a chair, Alan. And we have a desk kind of in there, like where we do our makeup and stuff. So I was, you know, it was very, it wasn't, you know, bad. It was all good, I promise. But who, I mean,
actually,
I think I'm the only one.
Actually, the acoustics were awesome.
I know, the acoustics were awesome, weren't they? Oh, I should do a show in the bathroom again. Never know. But, yeah, it was awesome. And we had Katie Cook. I mean, am I the only one that's interviewed Katie Cook from the bathroom? I think so. I'm pretty sure. I make history with that one. Also, as I mentioned, our special edition that Alan brought up. Thank you, Alan, because I would have, my mind is blown right now. But we have both of our special edition episodes up now, so please check them out. Go to our website at josieshow.com, click on the special edition tab, and you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin and Glenn Douglas Tubb, and we have a bunch more coming up. So you know what? Those are going to keep going. Those are going to stay. And it's going to get better and better. It's going to be awesome. And on March 2nd, I want to announce this, the Josie Show will hit the road again, doing a live broadcast from the Taylorville Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. The event will be from 6 to 10 p.m., and we'll cover it right here on the Josie Show live. Performers that night will be Mike Seiler, Condi Wood, Rick Seaman, Rudy Bain, and also Brett Howard. We'll also have Johnny Lee Carpenter there playing for the show. He was Tracy Bird's fiddle player, which is, oh my goodness. There's a lot of things I want to ask him. And admissions are $10, and food and drinks are also available for purchase as well. So come out, have a great night with us. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you are too far away from the event here in Illinois, no worries. You could totally be there through Spirit, because I will be on the air live, so do not worry about that. So now I'm very excited because my first guest is here. Everyone, please welcome the very talented Jordan Dunn to the show. Yay! Hello, Jordan. You there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing lovely.
Oh, Alan. Alan's having fun with the sound effects button. So if you hear that, Alan's having fun. he's a little crazy. But I am very excited to be getting the chance to interview you today. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm very excited as well, and I'm also a little nervous. So if I stumble.
Oh, you know what? I am stumbling all. I have stumbled maybe 10 times already, so do not worry. Do not worry. It'll be a fun, fun time. But first off here, I kind of want to get to know you a little bit better, see what you've been doing and all the other fun stuff. I know everyone else is looking forward to it as well. So first off, can you share with everyone how you first got started singing as a young child?
Well, actually, I started singing when I was in church, of course. I guess I was about 5 or 6, and I was in my first Christmas play and immediately fell in love with it. And then I was about 14 when I started writing. And I went to my friend a couple years later. I went to my friend Troy Hill, who is over 10 Roots Entertainment Music, and he kind of helped me with my writing, and it just kind of went from there, and we've been playing and recording and singing ever since.
Oh, I love that. So you're still going. You're still doing everything, and you're doing your thing. You're continuing to do your thing, and I'm so excited because we actually have a couple songs here of yours that we're going to play tonight, so everyone will get to see you in action. Well, not see you in action. Hear you in action. That's going to be very exciting.
Right.
So we can look forward to that. But I was wondering, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to on repeat?
I will have to say Miranda Lambert. She is my absolute favorite because I think she, really sets a good example of being strong. You know, she's that strong girl that you don't want to mess with, but she also has a very vulnerable side to her.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that every girl just wants to have that, be strong, but we're also sweet and vulnerable, too.
Absolutely. I am a huge fan of hers as well, so I'm with you on that one. I love how kick butt her songs are. It's amazing. and then she's got some sweet songs too. It evens out. It's really good. Also, as you mentioned, you're with 10 Roof Entertainment. We actually spoke with Joe Kendall from 10 Roof Entertainment last week. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's like being with this label?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's like a family too. It's not just, you know, come in, sit down, work, you know. We all just have fun with it. We love to do it. We all have a passion for it. I've actually played some shows with Joe. He's great, wonderful. Everyone should check out his music for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful, and I love it. And I'm so blessed to be a part of everything that they do.
Doesn't it make it, you know, even more amazing when you actually, you know, kind of are like a family and not, you know, work, 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 but you guys could, like, mess around with each other and have fun as well?
Yes, exactly. That's probably my favorite part of it.
Yeah. Definitely. That's important. You got to have fun with what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, can you tell us, before we play some of your music, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you currently have out right now that people could check out, purchase, all that fun stuff?
Well, you know, everything that I'm doing right now is, like, on the Internet. On Facebook, you can get on my page at Jordan Dungan Music on Facebook. And Ann Ruth has my music on there, too. You know, most of my songs, you know, I write myself. Of course, half of them are about all my stupid ex-boyfriends. But, you know, but, basically just online and everything right now.
Awesome, awesome. You are an amazing writer because, I mean, like you said, you write all of your songs, and some of the songs I'm about to play are, like, genius. So it shows off your songwriting ability a lot, and you're just an incredible artist, and your voice is so great as well. So I'm getting ready to play some. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. All right, everyone, here is Jordan Dungan's first song, Anymore. And we will be right back. Play it. By Jordan Dungan. Incredible. I love it. I love it. Yeah. That's a big time applause. Love it. And I know earlier you mentioned, you know, you're on Facebook, your music page, but can you give us any other websites or other places that people can reach you?
KenRuth.com is going to be the only other way as of right now. I have nothing else set up, but just Facebook, and then tinroof.com.
Awesome, awesome. Good, good, good. Because, you know, Facebook is, you know, pretty much the thing right now. So,
oh, yes. Everybody's on Facebook.
Amen. So awesome, awesome. So make sure you guys add her on there and like all of her stuff and check it out. Check her out. All of her music. And also, as a songwriter, you talk about verbally expressing feelings, you know, being difficult, and it is for so many of us. What happens when you get that pen and paper in hand that results in such a great song? Like, I mean, what's kind of your songwriting process, I should say?
Well, I am not big on talking about how I feel to people. So anytime I feel upset, I just sit down and I write how I feel. And and then usually I'll go back and look at that and I'll take pieces of all of that and put it into a song.
Awesome. Awesome. That works really, really well. Because, I mean, your songs are so relatable and, you know, you could actually know what you're feeling, you know, through your songs, which is always, you know, a plus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also others can relate to it as well if they're in the same, you know, boat, the same situation. So I think that's what I love about your songs, you know, that they're relatable and they're really fun too. Some of them are really fun.
I'm actually glad you said that because that's one of my main things is I want people to be able to relate to my song.
Yeah.
When they hear it, they just, you know, can feel what I'm feeling and know what I'm talking about.
And that was very successful on your part because you could totally relate to it and you can kind of picture in your head what you're feeling. You know what I mean? It's really great. I love it. Love it. Also, I was wondering, are there any new projects coming up that you could share with us or any goals that you want to see yourself 2013? What would you say?
Well, I did make a New Year's resolution and it's not to fall in love. Okay. Stay away from the men. But I've been working with Tin Roof, and we're actually getting ready to put out my big album. It's going to have 12 songs on it, and I'm really excited. It's going to be coming out in about a month and a half to 2 months. So really excited about that.
Wow, you should be. That is so exciting. You when it's released, you have to let us know so we can advertise that thing like crazy.
Definitely. I definitely will.
Awesome, awesome. We would love to promote it and have you back on. That would be really cool so we can, you know, catch up and check out all the songs. That'd be awesome. Love it, love it. And so we have your next song that I'm going to play called Song Away, and we will be right back. Okay?
All right.
All right, here we go, by Jordan Dunn.
Can ride. Mm-hmm.
And that was Song Away by Jordan Dungan. Woo! That was amazing. Jordan, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. Just making sure. So will you tell us a bit about the difference for you between performing in your church versus on a regular stage? What's the differences for people that don't know, might want to, you know, start out, you know, in a church? What's kind of the differences?
Well, every church I've been to has been kind of small, so it was mm-hmm. easier to get up in front of that small crowd. And then, like, I went from, I guess, like, the church to a bar. So that sounds horrible, I know. But most places, you know, that's where you can pick up a lot of your crowd, you know, those kind of places around here anyways. So I guess that would be the biggest difference. It's just a different type of crowd.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That is a really great way to kind of, you know, get comfortable on stage, I should say. You know, if you're, you know, nervous to, you know, start, you know, be in front of, you know, people, that's a really good way to start. So out there, anybody who needs a little, you know, practicing, to go to your church. Do it.
Exactly.
What do you think? Yes, it's a great way. And also, I want to get to some fun questions, some fun, funny questions for you.
Okay.
So what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music?
Well, actually, there's not much to do. I'm from a very, very small town in Mississippi, and there's never anything going on. So we just like to ride back roads and listen to our music really, really loud.
Oh, my God. You know what? I am the same way. Definitely. I love it. So also here, while you're performing, have you ever had kind of an embarrassing onstage moment that you could share with us? Anything crazy that happened in person?
Actually, you know, I haven't had just that real bad embarrassing moment, which anything embarrasses me anyways. But I do have these awkward moments where one time I almost forgot the lyrics to a song I was singing, and I had to get my backup singer to fill in the words for me. And it was horrible, and I was embarrassed, and I wanted to run off the stage.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? That is not the worst we've heard, trust me. I've actually heard a lot of, you know, stories about people forgetting the lyrics. So you know what? Welcome to the club. You're good. That means you're professional. If you forgot the words and you kept going and you were just, you still rocked out, you are amazing. You're very professional.
It was definitely terrifying. It was terrifying.
Oh, well, you know what? You're all good. let's see here. I was also, another fun question is, where was your favorite place to perform? Where was, you know, a great place that really stands out in your mind that you had just such a great time, you want to go back?
There's this one really small little place here in Grenada, Mississippi. It's called Studio. That's what everybody calls it. And it's probably my favorite place because it's where all of our rowdy friends come out and they just have a good time with us.
I love it. You know, those kind of fans are amazing, aren't they? The ones that will just scream with you and, you know, wear a shirt, perhaps.
Oh, of course, they'll be trying to get on the stage with you.
Those are always, you got some dedicated fans, I'm telling you. That is amazing. I love it. And then here, we are actually running out of time, but I have one last question I want to ask you because I cannot let this show go by without asking. But I was wondering, where was your favorite place to your favorite vacation spot? Where's your favorite vacation spot that you've ever been to? What would you say?
I would have to say Gatlinburg, Tennessee is probably my favorite.
Absolutely.
It's just so relaxing.
Mhm. I think I've been to Tennessee maybe like a couple times, but I love it. I want to go back so bad.
I love Nashville too. Nashville is awesome as well.
Oh my goodness! So lucky. I love it. And I have to thank you so much, Jordan, for coming on the show and chatting with me. I had so much fun. And when that when the album comes out, please let me know. I would love to play it and, just kind of talk to you about it or whatever you would like, and I'd promote the heck out of it. I would love it.
All right, I will. And thank you for having me so very much. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it too. Jordan Dungan, everyone, please check her out on Facebook. And also her website, I'll post all of your links after the show. Thank you. Bye. her. Love her, love her, love her. She's awesome. She's amazing. So let's see. I love her songs. All right, so let's see here. My next guest is here, everyone. Please. I love the sound effects, Alan. Keep going. Everyone, please welcome my next guest, Crystal Sands, to the show.
Hi, Josie.
Don't scare away, Ellen. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great. I'm doing pretty good. I've been looking forward to chatting with you.
I'm really excited. Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure. I have been looking forward to it. We've had you kind of booked up, you know, for a long time, and I've been counting it down. I've been looking forward to it.
Me too.
Anytime, because your songs are amazing, and I listen to them, and religiously, actually, and you are incredible. And
thank you.
Yeah, anytime, and I'm very excited to get to play some tonight for everybody. But first here, I want to get to know you a little bit better. I know everyone else wants to get to know you a little bit better. So if I understand correctly, you had a mic in your hand at the age of 3. Is that correct?
That is correct. Every weekend, wow. My dad would have a friend over, and we had, like, the karaoke machine in the living room, and I just grew up singing country music, and that's all I wanted to do. Like, he turned the karaoke machine on, I'd run up in my room, and I'd get all dressed up like I was on stage, and then I'd go down there and sing Conway Twitty and Keith Whitley and all the old country stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That is adorable. I love it. Love it. That's amazing. So you started out very young. You kind of knew that you wanted to do this. And so what artists do you currently listen to or might you say influence you or your music? What would you say? Who do you like?
Right now, I love Miranda Lambert.
Yes.
She is definitely on the top of my list right now. I love artists that write their own stuff. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. Stacey Musgrave, she's awesome too. And they're both from Texas. I lived down there for a little while. But my biggest influences, like my whole life, I've loved Conway Twitty, Keith Whitley, Reba McEntire, of course,
mm-hmm.
Martina, Faith Hill. I just listened to all them growing up. So I'd say they are my biggest influences.
All my faves. So that is it. I love that. Everyone knows I'm a big Miranda Lambert fan. So when you said that, I'm like, yes, welcome to the club.
She's awesome. She is so cool.
She is. Oh, my goodness. I know. Okay. I could totally go on and on forever, but she's just amazing. So also, I understand another amazing artist, a great you opened up for, Ray Price and a lot of others. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, my gosh. He was amazing. And I love the fact that he's still singing and still doing shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself doing that when I'm like 70 if I live that long. I'll never stop singing. But I love him for that. Actually, it's rumor has it that he's going to be recording a song that I wrote that was on my first album. So I'm ecstatic about that. I cannot wait. The word came out of his mouth. He wants to record the song. So that, like, made my life, pretty much, if he does it. Yeah, but he, oh, my gosh, his show was amazing. He had probably 30 to 40 musicians up on stage with him, like a whole orchestra of people.
Oh my goodness.
That was down in Texas. And it was, like, after the show, like, I felt like I was dreaming because there's Ray Price, right? And my whole family loves him. My mom always sings Ray Price songs, like, just around the house. And he was my grandmother's favorite, too. But, like, to sit next to him, and he's signing autographs, and then, you know, people would come over to me, and I'm, like, just sitting next to Ray Price, can't believe that I'm signing autographs with him. But that was an amazing, amazing night.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine that because, I mean, you know, someone that you look up to and listen to on the radio or, you know, seen on the TV and, you know, your whole family likes, and then you're finally kind of, just kind of face-to-face or, you know, you're working with them. I think that is amazing. Were you at all a little bit nervous, maybe a little starstruck? What would you say?
Of course I was. It was like when you see him, it's like, definitely get starstruck because he's such a legend. And it's I was sitting front row. We're like, right after I opened for him, I got to sit down in the front row and watch him. And the whole time, you can't take your eyes off him because his voice just grabs you, and for him to, like, he's been around for a while, and just to see someone like that, I learned a lot from him, and I look up to him a lot, and it was awesome.
That is awesome. Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine. I would be probably just as starstruck and maybe not even be able to sing. So kudos to you. You did great.
I was very intimidated. I was actually that night, I didn't have my band with me that night. I sang along to, like, the tracks to the songs, and it was the whole time I'm, like, so scared that it was going to skip or something that I would get embarrassed by that. But everything went great. I definitely feel like the Lord was with me that night. I'll never forget that.
Absolutely. You had Angel there with you that night. Amazing. You just, that's awesome. Love it. So let's see here. I'm ready to play some of your songs. I am, like, totally skipping because I just want to hear, your songs. So first up, though, can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now for people to purchase, check out? Where can they find you?
Okay, my website is crystalsandsofficial.com, and Crystal spelled real Crystal with a C, and Sands like sands at the beach. I have 22 songs up there right now. The first album we did in Nashville, the second album we recorded in Texas, they're all up on the website. You can listen to everything up there, and I'm really excited about it. It's I'm working on new music now, and it should be out by the summertime. We're actually working on a music video, too, so I'm not supposed to say much about that, but that will be up on the website, the information for that. But it's crystalsandsofficial.com, and then my Facebook page, which I have a link. I sent you a Facebook thing earlier with the link to my Facebook.
Oh, yeah, awesome. I love it. You have to tell me when all of that stuff gets released. I'm excited to see what you have up your sleeve and what's going on, and I want to see, you know, I don't want to go into details, perhaps music video and all this other stuff. So I'm very excited to find out more about that when you have more information. but let's see here. Your first song that I really want to play is called Nashville. Perfect title.
Yay.
Yeah. I'm so excited, everyone. You guys
one.
Are going to
it's,
love this song. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited.
I wrote that song. I was actually on a show. I was on the way to a show with my parents. And we're from Maryland. I'm in Baltimore, Maryland right now. We're on the way to a show, and I saw a pickup truck next to us with Tennessee tags. And, of course, me being a country singer, like, I just want to be in Tennessee all the time. So I saw a pickup truck with Tennessee tags on it, and they had, like, their bed frame, and they had everything in the bed of the truck. Like, it looked like they were moving. So I wanted to just, like, hop in the truck with them and go on down there.
I know. I wanted to,
but... So I wrote this song because I was just looking out the window and we're driving, and I always write when I'm driving. If I'm in my car, like, I don't even have the radio on. I'm just writing in my head or I'm singing to myself. But I started writing that song when I saw that pickup truck. And to me, the song is like my theme song. It's like my dreams all in, like, you can hear my dreams within those 3 minutes that you hear the song. So
I love that.
Yeah, Nashville to me is like Disney World. I love it. I wish I was there right now.
I'm with you. I know. I love Nashville. I've been there maybe, you know, a couple times, and I am obsessed with it. I loved it every time I went. And I actually stayed at the Gaylord Hotel, and it was amazing. I had so much fun. I got to see just so many amazing sights. And I have to go back, so I'm with you on that one. We need to go back. let's go to Nashville, everyone. But first, let's play the song, and then we can head to Nashville. So everyone, here is Nashville by Crystal Sands, and we'll be right back. Check it out.
I'm on my way.
there. You know what? Add a little something, something.
I love the sound effect. That is awesome.
Oh, Alan. I love that song, okay? That was Nashville, everyone, by Crystal Sands, of course. We're chatting with her right now. But that is such an amazing song. And just thinking that you wrote that, you know, just you're in your head and you just kind of, you know, just did it is just incredible. I wish I had those powers. I'm just saying.
Thank you. I write what I'm feeling, and that's the only way that I can, like, really express my emotions. Sometimes I'm not good with words, but when I write, it's like I can say what I want, and I'm not afraid.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I love when, you know, songwriters, you kind of, you know, express their feelings through their songs, because then it makes it so powerful and relatable. And I think those are the kinds of songs that I look for, are the songs that, you know, are very relatable, and I think that's why I like your songs, to be honest. and it's incredible. And ooh, we got a caller. I just seen it on the thing. That was random. But we have a caller, everyone. Here is Don Caldwell. Yes. Let's get him on.
Hey, Josie.
Hello, Don. You're on the line with Crystal Sand and I. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you thanks, Josie, for having such a good show. Your interviewing is getting better and better. I really enjoy listening to your show. And Crystal, I wanted to tell you, thank you for listening to me, Crystal, and getting the show, because you deserve one. You're very, very good, and I love your music.
Thank you, Don. Thank you so much for getting me on the show. That was awesome.
Well, you know, you can't hide good music. You can try to hide bad music, but you don't want to hide good music. You want to get good music out to people, and I don't care if you're in Canada or Texas or Ireland or wherever. Country music's all over, and it's not dying out. It's really alive and well, and that's what I try to promote on my group. It doesn't make any difference where you're from or who you are. It's just like if you believe it in your, feel it in your heart, you can tell in your music that you feel it in your heart. And as long as that's a basic to my group, and the way I feel about music is you sing good and you can tell that you feel your music in your heart. And as long as you're doing that, there's a place for everybody to be heard. And that's the biggest crime is people not to be able to be heard. And that's why I love Josie so much, for getting people on her show and allowing me to actually help a little old nobody from Southern Illinois here I can't play anything, I can't sing, but I know good music when I hear it. And when I heard you, Crystal, I knew you were very good. And I listen to you. I'm a big fan, too, and I listen. And I've got, like, 500 people I listen to. But I do listen to all of them, and I do appreciate your music. And I appreciate Tina. Tina, are you there? Give out a big yell, Tina. I mean, we love Tina and Josie, and they're very good for all the independent artists. And like I said, I'll just keep trying to get you more Crystal Sands, Josie, and we'll have a great show. And later on in the show, if you would please say hi to Ruthie Steele for me. She's a great songwriter, and she's a very nice lady. So I'm going to let you guys go and finish your interview. And thank you very much, Crystal. And thank you, too, Josie.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don. You're awesome. Yes, she's a business guy. He's great. He always helps us find amazing guests like yourself. And, you know, he's been filling up our guest book, so he gets big-time kudos. That was Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country. He's awesome.
Well, amazing. I kind of want to ask you some questions.
Ooh, I like it. Let's do a switcheroo. No, I'm kidding.
I think it is absolutely amazing what you're doing with your show. And giving artists the opportunity to share their music, and you have a large audience. And this is probably the best interview that the opportunity is awesome. It's probably the best interview that I've got the chance to do. How long have you been interviewing people?
I started, I'm 17 now, and I started when I was 14. I think we're on our like third year. So I started when I was 14, and my first interview was with Katie Cook from CMT. So I got to interview the interviewer.
That is amazing. Like, I admire you so much for doing what you do, and you're very smart. That's a very smart thing to do, because you want to be a singer yourself, don't you?
Yeah. I actually am working on my second single, Practice Boyfriend, which is, you know, it kind of speaks for itself.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's, you know, I love Miranda Lambert. So it's kind of one of those kick butt songs that we were talking about. So it's gonna kind of have that like little feel to it,
mm-hmm.
which is gonna be really, really cool. And that's a huge compliment coming from you because I love your songs and I think you're an incredible songwriter. And hearing
maybe we can do a song together one day.
See, I did not want to just come and be like a weirdo and be like, hey, do a song with me. But I don't want to seem like a stalker or anything. I didn't want to be like, hey, do songs with me. But that would be awesome. I would love to do a song with you. That would be amazing.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to let you know that this is episode 168, and Crystal is our 320-something guest.
Wow, nice. That makes this episode very, very special. I love it. I love it. But yes,
I'm
surprised you remember that. But that is amazing. And we have to keep in touch after the show because I would love to work with you if you'd like to. I mean, that would be a big honor for me. So that would be amazing. I'd love
to. Me too. Let's do it.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Hey, Josie, maybe you both could do a song and finally use your cowbells.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Trust me, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. Trust me. You don't want to hear my cowbell talent, okay? Oh my goodness. I haven't learned yet how to use them, so right now it kind of sounds like, you know, a cat that's angry. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good at all, trust me. Back to you. I really want to say congratulations. You deserve, I like that sound effect. I want to say a humongous congratulations because in 2009, you won the Female Vocalist of the Year in Texas Music Award. I read this and I was in, like, oh my goodness. Can you tell us a little bit about that? It's amazing.
Well, I moved to Texas in 2008, and I found out about the Texas Music Award, and I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to be a part mm-hmm. of that award show. I just think it's, you know, when people help each other and like you do and like they do, they try to help upcoming artists. I just think it's awesome because one day hopefully I'll be able to help other people. But definitely. I wanted to be a part of that, and we got a band together, and, you know, I sang around Dallas and Tyler, Texas. I was on the East Texas part. But I found out that I got nominated for the Rising Star and Female Vocalist of the Year, and it blew me away. Like, I felt like I was winning a Grammy. It was awesome.
Definitely.
My band, we got to perform at the award show. And so, like, we get up there, and I sang a song. I sang the song that Ray Price might do, the Wrapped Around His Finger song with my band. And
mm-hmm.
my mom flew down to Texas. She was there. And after we got done performing, I sat down next to my mother, and then they announced the Female Vocalist of the Year. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know, I was up against some really talented people, too, and I was happy that I just got to perform there. I didn't even know I was going to win or anything, and I just sat there. I didn't have a speech prepared or nothing. They said my name, and, like, they had to pull me up out of the chair. I was like, it was awesome. It was like, yeah, it was very, I don't know what you call it, but I felt like I was living out a dream. It just felt amazing.
That is amazing. That must have been kind of like a very surreal moment. I mean, I don't think anybody expects to like win those things, but you didn't even write a speech. I mean, you were just happy to be there, which is amazing. That just shows how cool you are. And you get called, and I bet your jaw just dropped to the floor. That's incredible.
It was crazy, you know, and it took a lot of help to get there. I mean, it's not easy trying to chase this dream is not something you could do by yourself. I was signed on a label in Texas, AHA Music, and my manager, Corrine Schwab, and her husband, and a bunch of other people, I mean, it takes a lot of people to get to that point, and we all just worked really hard, and they helped me out so much with booking the shows and all that while I was down there, and it's just, I was just so thankful. It felt like, you know, we were successful at what we were trying to do at that point, and it was great. I'll never forget that, and it definitely takes a lot of people to help you get there.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people. But isn't it kind of like a great feeling, kind of like a pat on the back, you know, kind of like a good job when you're, you know, kind of like, you know, you're acknowledged for that kind of type of thing. And I think that's really great. That was in 2009 when you won Female Vocalist of the Year. And that's just a great, great accomplishment. I had to congratulate you.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
That is awesome. Very awesome and well-deserved. So let's see here. I am going to play your last song of the night here. We're going to play Chris Young's guitar. And first off, I love Chris Young. And Chris Young's guitar, can you talk a little bit about this, your inspiration behind this one?
Okay. Well, what was it? 2006. I was that's the year that Chris was on Nashville Star. And I saw him singing a Keith Whitley song. He sang Don't Close Your Eyes. And I'm sitting in front of my TV, like, who is this guy? Like, I just completely fell in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
And my publicist at that time used to be Chris Young's publicist. So, you know, I was talking to her on the phone, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I saw this guy on Nashville Star, and he sounds like Keith Whitley, and he's got that traditional, you know, sound in his voice, and just fell in love with his voice. And I'm like, you know, I followed him since he was on Nashville Star. Like, I wanted to know everything he was doing because I knew he was going to be a big star one day, which he is right now. And I just, he really, the lady that, my publicist, Cheryl Hill, she told me a lot about him, how he would, you know, just sell CDs out of the trunk of his car. And he really had a passion for singing and all that. And so I decided to write this song. Actually, it just came out. It's not like I was like, okay, I need to write a song about Chris Young. It just kind of came out, and I like a good play on words, and I think this song is very funny, and he actually heard it. He came up to Maryland, and he did a show up here, and the DJ played it before he got up on stage. DJ played the song, and his road manager came up to me, and he's like, Chris almost fell out. He thought it was, like, awesome that someone wrote a song about him.
Oh, my God. But
it is pretty funny. And we had so much fun in the studio recording this song because it's got a rock feel to it. And I just think musicians just gave it their all. And I'm really proud of how it came out. It's not exactly what I was hearing in my head, but the energy in it is awesome. And I think the lyrics are pretty funny. So
absolutely, absolutely. Well, I love me some Chris Young. I mean, how can you not? I mean, just saying. But let's play Chris Young's guitar by Crystal Sands. We'll be right back with you in just a moment. Here we go. Let's play it.
Every night, pluck my strings down my neck and sing sweet love songs to me. And I could follow him around, and they wouldn't call it stalking. His hands would be all over me while his fingers do the talking. I'd be right there under his arm if I was Chris Young's guitar.
By Crystal Sands. And while this is playing, Crystal, me and my producer, a.k.a. Mama Manager, Mamager, and we were kind of talking about this song, and it's genius. I mean, the lyrics are amazing, and it's just such a fun song. You know what I mean? It's awesome.
I can't help but laugh at it. I mean, when I sing that song, like, at my shows, people just crack up. Even if they don't know who he is, it's like the lyrics are... I think it's pretty funny. I think it is.
And it totally doesn't even matter. I mean, if you guys don't know who Chris Young is, first off, please check him out. And second, check out this song, Chris Young's Guitar by Crystal Sands. And thirdly, it's just hilarious. It's genius. You can't help but love the song, even if you don't know who he is. It's a really, really, really great song, and I was excited to get to play it. We got to play Nashville and Chris Young's guitar. So thank you so much for sending those to us. It was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for playing it.
Anytime. So I want to get to some fun questions for you. So let's see here. First one here. What are some fun things, some hobbies when you're not working on your music? What would you say?
Well, I love spending time with my niece and nephew. My sister has two kids. Me and my family are really close. I love spending time with my family. I like bowling a lot. I like the big ball bowling. I usually get like an average of like 160, but it's fun. I like bowling, and I like fishing. I love riding around in big pickup trucks too. That's fun for some reason to me.
Definitely. That is awesome.
Always writing. Every night I write. That is my favorite thing above anything. I love writing. I'm usually just sitting in my room with my guitar and just writing. I spend a lot of time with myself because, I don't know, I just like to write.
I hear you. You definitely need the Do Not Disturb note on your bedroom so you could, you know, get to work, make some more music for us amazing fans. You know what I'm saying? That'd be awesome.
Thank you.
Get some more songs. I would love it because I think you're incredible. So let's see here. What are some, embarrassing moments that you've had on stage that you could share with us? Any on stage embarrassing moments?
And this has happened to me more than once. It actually happened at my last show. My guitar strap falls off my guitar. And I'll be in the middle of a song, and, like, it's just me up there, and I'm playing guitar, and I'm, like, belting it out, and then my guitar, like, falls halfway down, and that's pretty embarrassing. But it actually happened twice in one show. But it's pretty funny when that happens. I can't really control it, but I did get a new guitar strap, so hopefully that doesn't happen anymore.
Absolutely. That's very good. But I love how professional you are, because that probably happened, and then you just kind of – Picked it up, moved on, and kept going, which is really cool. See, you're good. We've heard some really interesting ones, I should say. So that is not bad. That's mild. All good. I love it. So let's see here. My last question for you, because we're running out of time, which kind of stinks. I would love to have you back on.
I know.
you're invited back anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime. My last question here for you is, where was your favorite place to perform? I mean, a place that you kind of just had, you know, a blast and want to go back.
The Texas Opry.
Yeah.
It was the closest thing to the Grand Ole Opry, which hopefully one day I play there. That's my dream. I want to stand in that circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the Texas Opry. It was a huge crowd. It was a lot of fun. I actually went on stage with no shoes on, which was a mistake because I don't know if they're going to let me back. I, like, took my boots off before I went up on stage. I like singing in my bare feet. I'm just comfortable that way. And, they had monitors all up in front of the front. So, like, I didn't think anybody would be able to see my feet anyway.
Right.
But, yeah, I would like to go back there and wear my boots next time.
I love that, though. But you were comfortable, you know, and you saved yourself from an embarrassing trip moment, which I had on my first performance. Not fun. You know, no shoes is good.
You can't trip and fall that way.
Yeah, exactly. You cannot trip. Well, actually, even if I didn't have shoes on, I'd trip. I'm kind of clumsy like that. But... it's okay. It's all good. It's all good. I didn't get hurt or anything, but see, you're very smart. And, you know, you're comfortable, and you saved yourself from an embarrassing moment. Genius. But I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show. I had a lot of fun chatting with you. Crystal Sands, everyone. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Come again. Come again. Come again. You got to do it. We got to write a song together. We got to do it. Yeah. So let's see here. My next – ooh, I just got the thumbs up to my next guest is here. We are cruising today. I like it. Everyone, please welcome my next guest, Rob Snyder, to the show. Woohoo! Yeah. Hello, Rob, you there?
I am here. How are you?
Hi, I am great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well right now. I'm actually I'm in Nashville. I'm actually doing a show right now, but I just told everyone I'd be right back in a little bit after I talk my friend Josie here.
I am honored.
Well,
yeah.
It's not a problem at all. So out here, when you're doing it in Nashville to pay your bills, sometimes you got to play everybody else's songs. I didn't mind a little break there.
I hear ya. That is awesome. Well, I am honored. Thank you so much for, you know, taking time and coming on. It's awesome.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. I want to get to know you a little bit better, along with everybody else here in the chat room. Can you tell us about coming from a musical family? It's very musical in your household. And at what age did you start making music?
Well, I don't think I started – actually, I didn't pick up the guitar till about, I believe it was 12 years old. But, I mean, I remember in grade school and in church and stuff, I was always singing, and my mom was a singer. She had all the lead roles in her high school plays and everything, and she's always was singing around the house and in church and everything. And my dad played the guitar, and my grandmother played the piano and organ and all that stuff, and my grandfather was a really good drummer, too.
Wow. So it's only natural that you kind of got into this. I mean, music was all around you, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. They didn't really push me towards it at all. It was around me a lot. Like, for example, my dad would have me move a big pile of wood when I was maybe 11 years old. He'd cut a tree down, and then I'd have to split all the wood, and he'd say, move it over there. And then he'd have music playing in the background. It'd always be Marshall Tucker Band or Allman Brothers or something like that. Always Southern rock with my dad. And, you know, once I get the pile of wood done at the end of the day, he'd say, all right, now tomorrow you're going to move the pile back. So that's kind of how it was. It was like you learned how to work hard, and at the same time he had a soundtrack playing while it was going. So it was always like the soundtrack of my life growing up.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. And you're still rocking. You are amazing. You are just phenomenal. And I was wondering, you know, obviously your family, but who else growing up, who, you know, inspires you in your music? Who would you say? Who do you listen
to?
Honestly,
I mean, it started when I think I was 8 years old. I actually saw the movie La Bamba of all movies, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to know every character. You know, I cried as an 8-year-old boy. I cried when Richie, you know, they're like, Richie, when the plane went down and crashed. And, you know, I researched all the characters because it was based on a true story. And that's, I mean, at an early age, that's where I found out about, like, Waylon Jennings, because he actually gave up the seat on the plane to one of the guys on the plane. So, I mean, that's how, that's as early as 8, I started getting into the outlaw country stuff, and I just fell in love with it from there. And then a couple times the fake sick to, you know, stay home and watch MTV back in the days when they played music, and my mom would catch me. I'd be watching Guns N' Roses on MTV and not sick at all. But besides that, I mean, it just stuck with me, and I was always, you know, always singing and just drawn to music.
Oh wow, I do love that you don't pick a genre. You kind of like it all, which is amazing.
I mean,
I'm like that
to me,
too.
There's two types of music. I mean, there's good music and bad music, and it's your personal preference. But I mean, today, I mean, the way that you know I'm in Nashville now, and it's like everyone's trying to write a commercial song, and I know that's part of it, and radio needs that kind of stuff. But I mean, I'm with my own stuff that I'm going to be putting out here in a little bit. I mean, it's got a, you know, it's in that pop formula where it's 3 minutes, 30 seconds or less, but you know, it's got a lot of feeling to it, and like I want to write hit songs where they were hit songs in the past, where there were, like, they came up with the actual term hit song because it hit you in the heart, it hit you in the face with emotion, and it wasn't, you know, bought by record labels and stuff like that. So I'm sticking to my guns with that, but I'm still writing all types of songs. I've been writing with so many people. It's been going great here. So I've been lucky enough to be welcomed into the Nashville songwriting community. And, you know, I just wrote a good song today with my buddy Tom Perkins. And you don't know that name now, but you'll know it in probably a few years. You'll say, oh, that was written by Tom Perkins and Rob Snyder. So got some good stuff going on for sure.
You are busy. You are busy, busy. And you are doing really great stuff. And I actually read somewhere before everything, you made a really, really hard decision because you are so dedicated to music. I read that you, you know, about leaving everything and making that hard decision to move to Nashville, which is incredible because, you know, that is a hard decision and it just shows how dedicated to music you are. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, basically it was something that I it wasn't like I was brand new to Nashville when I moved to Nashville. I mean, I did my homework, and I've been coming into town for about 6 years, actually pretty frequently, because I was interested and went through a lot of different things in that period of time. But it just got to the point where I lost two of my buddies, and, you know, we actually met up that night to talk about it, and we said, you're going to Nashville. And then, you know, the next morning I find out that they're no longer on this earth, you know, and I said, if anything, I'm not looking back, and I'm just moving forward with this. I'm going to honor them by doing what I said I was going to do, and, you know, I haven't looked back since. It's been tough on, you know, during Christmas and New Year's and stuff, but I couldn't afford to go home to see my family, and, you know, it was a depressing holiday season, but, you know, 2013 came around, and I'm just going for it.
Right. You're definitely rocking. You're going for your dreams, which is a great story, and I had to bring it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I thought that was important. I thought that was a good one. But also, before I play some of your music here, which I'm very excited about, can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now for people to purchase, check out, tell us all about it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Right now, I just have acoustic songs up on my website. It's at robsnydermusic.com. Also, you can go to the Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/RobSnyderOfficial. And basically that's just like sign the email list, you get a bunch of free songs. There's good songs on there, but I mean the stuff that I'm working on now and the stuff that I'm gonna be releasing in March is what it'll be really considered my first real release. It'll be on iTunes, it'll be everywhere. So right now I have some stuff where you can get an idea of what you're gonna be getting, but it's only a tip of the iceberg.
Awesome. I don't know how much time you have. Do you have enough time for us to play a couple songs of yours, or do you want us to do that after your
interview?
Well,
if you don't mind, I mean, I'd like to do the question. I would stay and talk to you guys all night long, but I do have to get back to work. The boss man is looking at me, I gave him the 5 minute mark. So if you don't mind playing the songs after
interview,
that would help me out a great deal, and I can I can set up another time and talk to you as long as you want.
Absolutely. That's what I was actually thinking, you know, because you got to get back to performing and, you know, you got to work.
Absolutely.
So, that's a great idea. We'll do that after when you leave. And also, I want to skip here really quick, and I want to ask you a fun question.
Sure.
So have you ever had kind of an embarrassing on stage moment that you could share with us? Anything crazy?
Well, Yeah, oh yeah, I've definitely had a few. I bet. I don't know if I can talk about the one, but the one that comes to mind that's pretty funny was we had there was at the beach. It was at the Jersey Shore, and I didn't know what was going on, but basically I had a guitar in my hand and I started playing. And I had a buddy in the crowd that I just haven't seen forever, and he called me by a nickname when it got quiet in between the songs, and everyone was having a great time, and I was so pumped because, you know, people were liking my music, and I was playing all original songs, and it just was a great feeling playing in front of a crowd of only about 50 people, but all brand-new people that became fans. So it was like winning them over one by one, you know, and basically – the guy goes, "Yo, Shrimpy," because that's what my dad called me when I was born. He goes, "Oh, that Shrimpy man," and I look up, and the whole crowd. He went around apparently to every single person to say, "We love you, Shrimpy," all at the same time. So it was fun. It wasn't that it was real embarrassing, but it was pretty cool.
That is cool. That
side
is
note
cool.
To that. Side note to that. I'm about 300 pounds and 6'6", so I'm no Shrimpy man at all anymore.
It's all good. It's all good, you know. But that's really cool. That's a cool story.
Yeah.
last question here, but we definitely have to have you back on the show so we can,
absolutely,
you know, get more, you know, get in more depth. Before you go here, so you could start singing some more, can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites? So what's the best way people could chat with you and get to know you better?
Okay. I've been on Twitter a lot lately, which is at Big Rob Snyder. So I guess did you say at before it? I don't know. But it's just my Twitter name is Big Rob Snyder. My website is robsnydermusic.com. And Facebook page is facebook.com/RobSnyderOfficial.
Awesome.
I think that's pretty much all of them. But, I mean, if anyone, please go check it out. If you like it, you know, let me know. You'll get a free CD. We'll send you something else in the mail. Like, we have a mailing list that we're pretty active with. And the Twitter thing is what we're on a lot now lately because once Facebook went public, it kind of lost its luster a little bit. With being able to stay in touch with people. So I've been doing the tweeting a lot.
I'm addicted to both because I have them on my phone, which is a really big mistake because when you have them
right
on your phone, you constantly
get
messages.
I have the same thing. Yep.
So, yeah. But it works. It works. I like that you keep in touch with the fans and chat with them. So that's really, really cool. So everyone,
absolutely,
follow, like, add, check out Rob Snyder.
Yeah,
we'll post
check,
all of
check it out.
Check,
yeah,
it out.
Because
check it out.
Definitely check it out because I really am excited for people to hear this new EP I have coming out. It's called America, and it's got some from sad songs, some happy songs, some rocking songs, some party songs, and it's a project that I'm very proud of. So I hope you guys check it out.
That's exciting. See, that's actually going to be my excuse to get you back on. So just a warning.
well, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Absolutely.
Love it, love it. Now, you rock out. Have a great rest of your show. And thanks again so much for coming on during your performance. It's crazy. I love it. Thank you.
Hey, not a problem at all, Josie. I appreciate it very much, and I hope you have a great rest of your show. And
you too.
I will be talking to you soon for sure.
Absolutely. You too. We're going to play some of your songs after. So we'll be there in spirit with you. We'll be playing your songs while you sing.
Sounds great.
Rock on. Bye. Bye, Rob Snyder. Bye.
All right. See you.
He's going to start rocking out some more. So I wish I was there. I'm excited. I want to see all of my guests, all 300-something of my guests live.
Squirrels
have to do that.
Have entered the building.
Hey, Josie, you're fine.
Hello.
Our friend Debbie Kelly is in the chat room.
I know. I've seen her. It's been so long. We actually have to have Debbie back on the show. We need to schedule her for a show because she's been dabbling into a lot. She's been doing lots of stuff, and she's just awesome. So I mean,
I told her about your cowbells, and she wants to do an album.
No, trust me. I will die to be able to work with Debbie because she's amazing. I would love to perform with her, but trust me, you do not want my cowbells anywhere near.
Hey, Susie, I'm just going to give you a heads up. We can't say when, but Debbie is calling into the show. We're just not telling you when it's going to be.
Oh, really? She's actually going to call? Ah! Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, that's so exciting.
It's
going to
be sometime between now and the end of February.
Oh, my gosh, Debbie, I can't wait to talk to you. Yay. I love Debbie. She's amazing. She's a great friend of ours. She is awesome. She's so sweet. So
she
great.
Actually had one of the funniest interviews we ever did on a show, but I can't get into details. You'll just have to go find it in the archives and listen.
Yes. She's one funny thing, I'm telling you. She is hilarious. Everyone, check out Debbie Kelly. She's awesome.
Yeah, I just wish she would have been here Monday on a special edition. She would have loved talking to Santa Claus.
She would have, I'm telling you. I love it. I love it. But before our next guest comes, I really want to play some of the music here of Rob Snyder, who we just talked to, who's now singing his guts out right now. He's doing amazing. So let's play his first song, Angels, and we'll be right back. Let's do it. Bye, Rob.
Feel kind of like a wailing the day they sell that music.
And that was Angels by my guest that was just on, Rob Snyder. let's play his next song, Big and Strong, and we will be right back. Thanks. Let me blab first here because I got some stuff to say. That's kind of weird. But what I want to mention here how everyone could advertise or sponsor the Josie Show if they would like to. All you have to do is go to our new sponsors tab to find out all of the details. Our VIP membership is ready as well, so click on the Josie Show VIP membership tab for all the details. Artists, join now. More benefits coming every week. So it's amazing. Also, before we get our next guest on, I want to mention, you know, for all the new listeners here on the Josie Show, all I got to do here is, I mean, we're here every Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. All I got to do is listen by phone, online at our website, josieshow.com, or on our Facebook page. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/josieshow, and click on the Listen Live link. And if you miss us on Friday night, no problem. All of our episodes are archived right here on our site. You can listen anytime. We're also on iTunes, Zoom, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio, many other podcast sites. And I'm so glad that we're on all that stuff, and I hope you guys – I'm so glad you guys are tuning in and chatting with us in the chat room. I know not everyone is able to be by a computer to do it, so I have no idea. but they could use all that stuff. So let's see here. I just got the thumbs up that my next guest is here. So everyone, please welcome the wonderful Ruthie Steele to the show. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, Alan, with those sound effects. Hello, Ruthie.
Oh,
how are you?
I hadn't been whistled at in a long time. That was great.
you're awesome. I am so excited to get the chance to talk with you and interview you. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, huh? And listen, I listened to your whole show tonight, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, thank you so, so much. I see you in the chat room, and you have been amazing chatting along with us.
On behalf of the Josie Show, we want to apologize to Ruthie for our chat room. We kind of get out of hand because we just have fun and forget that we're actually doing a show.
Oh,
yes.
No, I love you guys. I wish I was there, you know. I thought about going into radio. I used to do radio commercials and things like that and sang on the radio sometimes, but never did do a DJ show. Although I was offered one by Ears Music 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't want to commit for specific times, you know.
Right. No, I know how difficult it could be, especially if you want to, you know, work on your music, which you are incredible at. So I really want to talk to you about that because you – have such an amazing career, and I've been in the music business all of your life, and so I'm just going to jump right in. I want to get to know you a little bit better. Can you share with us what it was like performing live when you first started in the business?
Well, it was great. I started professionally when I was 15. My older brother had a band, and he hired me, and I played guitar and rhythm guitar and sang in his band, and that was great. But from then on, and of course, I'm much older now, but I'm not on Music Row anymore, but I work on the computer about 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, pitching my music all over the world. So I'm still in the business. Yeah, I loved it. I mm-hmm. thought it was neat.
Awesome. Very cool. And also, I want to mention in 2006, you were inducted into the American Old Time Country Music Hall of Fame. Can you tell us about that? That's a great honor. Mm-hmm.
That was wonderful. They're located in Lamars, Iowa, but they're a worldwide organization. And they don't put the people, the newer, younger people in. It's all the older not necessarily an age, but older style country music.
Right.
You know, Johnny Cash is in there, and Waylon, and all the biggies are in there. So I was just delighted. And, of course, my brother was a famous songwriter, and he was world famous, too. And he was being inducted that year, and he had passed away, so I got to accept his award the same night that I got mine. And so that was a huge, huge plus for me. But if you check it out, they're on the Internet, American Old Time Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow. So everyone can just check that out online. Easy.
Yeah, if you go to the year, they have all the different people that are inducted by year. So if you go to 206 and type in Ruthie Steele, my name and information will come up.
Very cool. Very cool. So everyone, check that out.
I donated my favorite blue guitar. I had a beautiful blue guitar, and I donated that to the museum. Now I wish I had it back. I shouldn't say that on the air, but I do.
It was a good guitar.
It was so feel great tonight because all your people were young. I love that. I've always loved working with the young people. I knew I used to host songwriter shows on Music Row in the 80s and 90s. And Tim McGraw used to appear on my show before he got his record deal. You know, people like that.
Wow.
Garth Brooks was on it one night when he was in town before anybody who knew who he was. So that was that was really fun. I loved it. I spent about 25 years right there on Music Row, lived there. I had a condo there and on the row, and my office was on the row, so it was great. But I've been gone from there for 5 years, and I do everything on the Internet.
Wow, you have done it all, and you're still just a rocket. You're doing amazing things, keeping busy, which is awesome. And so, everyone, you have to check out her American Old Time Country Music Hall of Fame. You can just Google it. Google is our friend. And Google it and check that out. That's very cool. I'm going to do that after the show. And really quick.
My brother,
oh, yeah. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. His name was Max, N-A-X,
mm-hmm.
D is in dog.
Mm-hmm.
Barnes, B is in boy, A R, N is in Nancy, E S.
Mm-hmm.
Check
Got
him out.
It.
He wrote mm-hmm. a lot of huge, big hits. He wrote "Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes" for George Jones.
Wow, that's amazing. That is really
mm-hmm.
cool. He's a songwriter.
he was fantastic. He was a singer too, but when he became so mm-hmm. well known when he became so much in demand as a writer. And everybody that was anybody in the 70s and 80s and early 90s recorded Max's songs, and all of them. And Alan Jackson, Reba McEntire, you know, on down the line. And once he became so wealthy and so famous from his songs, he gave up his singing career, which I really, really hated to see because he's a
mm-hmm.
great singer. He sounded like a cross between Waylon Jennings and Vern Gosden.
Oh wow, that's something.
If you Google Max D. Barnes, yeah, some of his old records will come up, and you can hear him as a singer too.
Very cool. We gotta Google that. I gotta check that out because I did not know that, and now I have to check out. It's really
now
cool.
You do, Josie.
Now I have to. That is
as
awesome.
A matter of
I
fact,
gotta feel the doing.
As a matter of fact, anytime you want to know anything about anything through the years, call me. I probably know.
I love that. That is awesome. You got to meet such great people and, you know, got to see everything and do everything. And I saw a picture of you that I want to mention on air, sitting in the middle of a ton of awards, which was awesome. Can you tell us about some of the great honors you've received?
Well, actually, the pictures that I have up there, I have some awards, but not the ones you're talking about. The ones where I had those pictures, those were just a few of Max's. Max had a 7,500 square foot home, and every wall in that house was full of gold records, platinum records, all types of awards. So those are the pictures you're referring to. I'll have to have somebody take a picture of me with all my awards, but if I ever put them all in one room. But Tennessee Songwriters gave me an award one year, and I've had several pretty nice awards, but nothing like what you see in that picture, just to be perfectly honest with you.
I still think it's awesome that you have had some awards. I mean, that's a big accomplishment, you know, to begin with. And that picture is really cool. I had to bring that up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Next time after I started explaining it, I thought I should have just shut up about that.
No. You're funny. It's a really cool picture and very, very cool. So before we start playing your music, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you currently have out right now for people to check out?
Well, actually, this past year, an Irish singer and a very well-known Irish singer, female singer in Ireland, Rosie Flanagan, recorded one of my best songs. The song is "Love Is Not Always a Rose."
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna play that one.
And it's been recorded by several different people. But I think about 12 people have recorded that song so far. But this wonderful girl in Ireland, and she did a video on it too. And then just recently, just a couple months ago, a wonderful male artist from Ireland also recorded one of my, well, he recorded two of my songs. He recorded Life is a Hard Blowing Wind, which is probably, Max and I wrote that together, but I wrote most of it. Max only wrote two lines of it, to be frank with you, but his name is Larry Taffee, T-A-F-F-E-E.
Awesome, awesome. Wait, I'm writing that down.
I'll send you some of those. I have almost everything, all my best songs are up on YouTube videos. As a matter of fact, I have 550 of my songs done in YouTube videos if anybody wants to go look.
Oh, awesome. Yes. I was actually just going to mention that. You do have a YouTube channel, and you have music up there. And it's amazing. You can check out all of the stuff that, you know, and check out Ruthie's amazing voice. You have an amazing voice. And you can check that out. Can you give us your YouTube account?
It's Ruthie Steele. Just type in Ruthie Steele, and it pulls up my channel.
Easy.
And it's
cool.
It's Ruthie Steele.
Awesome. Check it out, everyone. Check it out
also,
on YouTube.
I made videos of several of videos on Max D, too, so you can find him there, too.
Awesome. So you can find both of them on YouTube, and we'll post all of the links after the show, you know, easy access for people to check out. So let's see here. I'm ready to play some of your music. One of the ones that you mentioned, we're going to play Life is a Hard Blowing Wind, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm ready.
Thank you.
Awesome. Here we go. Let's play it.
Hard blowing wind.
was Life is a Hard-Blowing Wind by Ruthie Steele, and we're back with her right now. Ruthie, can you tell us where our listeners can go to purchase all of your music? Because I know people are going to want this on your iPod, on their iPods and iPads and all that fun stuff.
Well, to be perfectly frank with you, you can get it free off the internet. That song, there are about, there must be 20 different videos with that song in it. If you like that song you just heard. As a matter of fact, that Irish singer that just did it, I have a video up on him, and he's great. Also, I'll get back to your question in a minute, but before I forget, I wanted to say that any of you who would like to record any of my songs, just email me at ruthiesteele@mail.com, all small letters, no dots or anything, like just Ruthie Steele all together, and then at mail.com.
Easy.
And in some cases, I even have master tracks I'll let you use free, and then I'll make you a video of it if it comes out real good.
Awesome. That's awesome. So everyone do that.
See, I love, just like those people you had on before me tonight, those three singers, I love each and every one of them. I'd love to have them record some of my stuff. And you
absolutely.
Too, Josie.
Oh, I would love to.
you're going to.
That I want, yes. I am going to. I love it. I love it. I'm honored to be able to do it.
Now I'll tell you where you can, if you like my songs though, I do have a brand new album out. It's on the record company is Lucky Seven Music.
Mm-hmm.
They're located in Mississippi, and I have a brand new album. It's called Ruthie Steele Tribute Album, and it's 14 songs that I wrote.
Oh.
I'm singing two of them, and about eight other singers are singing the rest of them, but they're all Ruthie Steele songs.
Wow, cool! So it's all your songs, but it's kind of like a mixture of different voices, different people.
Really neat. Mm-hmm. And you'll love it. It's a great album. It is for sale. I believe they have it in Walmart, I think. As a matter of fact, go to the Lucky Seven Music Group on the internet, and all the details are in there.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure the price is only around $10, I think.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I was so thrilled to have an album come out. I put out about five or six albums before that through the years, but to have one come out at this stage and come out is pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm not 21 anymore, 16 or whatever,
I'm going to get it. I am going to definitely get it because that's just amazing. I am very excited to check it out. It's really cool. Everyone
now
check it out.
Lucky Seven also owns a internet radio station, and they play a lot of my songs on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
cool.
And they have a deal like you have where you can go in and type in and talk to people and
Yeah.
And so it's Lucky Seven Radio and then Lucky Seven Records, those two things, if you folks will look them up on the internet.
I'm going to have to check that out now. That's very cool. I love that. I love those shows because I listen to other radio shows because I just, I love the people that, promote other artists. That's what I do it for, but yeah, that's really cool. And I love that they have the chat room deal as well. That's really fun.
They do. I love your chat room too, but I was having trouble. I tried to find you all day today.
I know. We got to figure it out. A lot of people, I guess it's with different computers. Our chat room's a little crazy. But we got to try to figure out what's going on with that thing. We need a new chat room that'll, work because that's important.
Well, I think it was nice, so everybody there was nice, and it kind of helped kill the time while I was waiting for my turn. But I listened intently to all the different people you interviewed. I think all three of them are great. They should have a great career in the music business. And I'm sorry, I'm interviewing you. I'm not supposed to be doing that.
No, it's all good. It's all good. This is just, fun kind of casual thing. It's all good.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Oh, okay. Well, Josie, do you have a CD out?
I actually don't yet. I have a single out called Teenage Girl, and I'm doing my next single called Practice Boyfriend. True story. It's fun. But I'm actually working on an album. I wrote about 5-6 something ish songs. I'm excited for my first album. A little nervous though, you know.
Well, is there some way that you can send me a music clip in my email or on Facebook? To me. Josie, would you like me to make a video for you?
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that.
It'd be free. I'll just take pictures off your website and plus some art pictures that kind of go along with whatever the words in your song say or whatever, but I'll make one for you free and put it up on YouTube for you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. That'll be so cool. Then I get to spread it all over the place. I like it. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're very handy with that stuff. You really know how to, you really know how to do that kind of stuff too. You do it all.
You know, I'm really, really good on the computer. I learned it all myself. I never took training for it or anything, but I got my first computer, I think it was 1994, way back when. And I've just really, really made it my business to find out all the things I can do on there, and I'm just I'm like a teenage geek, I guess you'd call me.
You're a whiz on the keys. The computer keys, I should say. you're awesome. You know how to do all that stuff. You're really great. And I really want to play your next song here. Love Is Not a Rose, and we will be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here we go. Love Is Not a Rose by Ruthie Steele. Check it out.
That life is not always a rainbow, and love's not always a rose. Some get to run for the roses, while some have to crawl through the thorns. Some people bless every day they find, while some curse the day they were born. When something or someone I want so badly is gone, and it's time to let go. The human race chases the rainbow. I used to, but learned to let go. They were
Love Is Not a Rose by Ruthie Steele. And we are actually running out of time here, but I want to ask you a few more little questions because they are very important.
Okay.
But first off, are you still performing live? Can you tell us about that? Or, you know, any upcoming shows that you're doing? What's going on?
No, I'm not. I retired down here on the lake on Lake Lanier down here in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And to be perfectly honest, I do have some health problems right now, so I'm not traveling. But I'm taking care of myself, and I have good people. So, but anyway, no, I'm not performing right now.
Oh, definitely. You got to take care of yourself first. Do you? And then maybe, which would be really cool, because I would love to see you live. But right now, you got to take care of yourself. Are you doing some songwriting? Is that what you're mainly focusing on now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not in such bad health that I can't work on my computer like 18 hours a day. I do that because I have music contacts all over the world by internet. Huh. And so I am busy, busy, busy on the computer all day, every day, all night, every night. And but that's good because I don't have any family down here. The only relative I have is my daughter 35 miles away. So I'm totally by myself, which I love. And I'm totally immersed in the music and the internet every day.
Absolutely.
And
that's your business, you know. You got to.
I already have 1,500 songs that I've written. So and I have demos on probably about 300 of those, but I would like to say that I'm interested in co-writing with some of these people who are already signed to independent record labels.
Absolutely. I'd love that. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm saying I'd love that because I would love to work with you.
Well,
that would be awesome. But yeah, definitely. That'd be really cool. I like how the technology is, because with Skype and kind of computery things like that, you could actually work with people and co-write, music and, work with people now through video. You know what I mean? So
The last few years I've got lots of really great co-writers, and all of my co-writers that I pick are people who are singers and musicians themselves. And if they're not musicians, at least if they're singers and if they know somebody that can help them make a homemade or an inexpensive demo. Because I no longer spend money in studios to do big master demos like I used to.
Right, right. Wow, very cool though. Because I love though that you're you're songwriting and you want to work with other people and kind of share your talent with the world and with others. And I think that is amazing. I think that's amazing.
I would particularly like to, I've got a huge catalog of what I call, like the two songs you just played, they're solid country songs. But I'd like to do some co-writing with some gospel writers and singers and some bluegrass and some, not real hard rock, but a little rock and pop and stuff like that, too, so. But I'm open, and I do words and music both, but since I don't have any way to record the things, I have a piano and stuff, but I don't have any way to record now. So what I do is I'm a master lyric writer, so I offer my services on the lyrics.
Very cool.
And whoever co-writes with me, I'll have to take care of the melody. And what I do, I'll try to make this quick, but because I know you're running out of time. But when I write a song, a melody runs through my mind at the same time as the words do.
Mm-hmm.
So every set of lyrics that I write does have a melody. But when you've written 1,500 songs, every melody sounds like something you wrote 20 years ago or something like that, you know. So what I do is I just send them the lyrics, but the lyrics are written in meter. My co-writers love writing with me because they said it's so easy to put a melody to it because it's written in time and rhythm and meter, they can just jump right on.
Yeah. It makes it a lot easier. And, you know, we actually get a lot of singers. I mean, we know some songwriters, you know, in gospel and all kinds of things. So maybe we could shoot some people your way, your direction.
That'd be great.
And maybe you could, you know, we could hook you up with some people.
Yeah, send them to me on Facebook because I'm pretty close to my limit again. But we can always message back and forth on the private message, even if we aren't friended on Facebook, right?
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
So
we could do that, and I could send them your way, no problem. And my last question here for you that I wanted to ask here, do you have any, first off, do you have a website where people could, you know, we know you're on YouTube and Facebook, do you have any other, like, the best ways to communicate with, you know, fans or people that want to chat with you? And also, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? 2-in-1 kind of question, but yeah.
All right. I have about 7 different walls on Facebook, but the only one where I can have, like, the phone chat type thing or anything like
uh-huh.
that is one where if you type in my name, put Ruthie Steele Facebook profiles, and a whole bunch of them will come up. But the only one that I want you to refer people to is one where I can communicate back with them. And what it is, it's all the others have a photograph of me, but this one, it's a photograph of me, but it's done in artwork. So
oh.
it's a drawing. It's a drawing of my face. And
cool.
that's the one. That's my main one. And I've got almost 5,000 friends up there now, but I haven't quick in and see what we can do.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that Facebook has a friend limit. I mean, that's the whole point of Facebook. But
yeah, when I joined up, I thought we could communicate with everybody, but we can't. So
yeah, I mean, that's what I thought too. But quickly learned
before,
that is not the case.
Before we run out of time, Josie, I want to thank you very, very much. I really enjoyed doing this tonight. And
thank you. Thank you so much. I had a blast chatting with you, and you are just incredible, and I would love to have you back on anytime to – I mean, you got a lot of songs, so anytime we can have you back on, that's my excuse. I want to play more songs. That's
well,
what I
want.
Well,
you just let me know. You let me know when you want to be convenient for you, and I'll be here with Bells on.
Awesome.
Listen,
thank you so much.
Alan has to promise to whistle at me.
Yes. Alan – do that sound effect. Let's see. There you go. Alan,
okay.
Right on cue.
Well, God bless
That's
you
hilarious.
All. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. Ruthie Steele, everyone. Thank you so much for coming on.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now Alan's having fun with
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Amazing guests tonight. Of course, Jordan Dungan, Crystal Sands, Rob Snyder, and Ruthie Steele. Just incredible, incredible people. And before we let everyone go, because we are running out of time, there is one song that I wanted to play that we weren't able to play. So let me put on my producer here, because she's got the song on cue. She knows what's going on. I'm kind of clueless, but kind of not. But it's okay. I don't know a show when I'm not, like, when I am, you know, knowing things, but oh well, it's okay. My grandma's going out the door. Hello?
Hello, I think I'm on. I don't know.
Hopefully you're on because
things are beeping, things are flashing.
Because I once again stumbled on words and made a fool out of myself again.
Oh,
okay, guys, no
fire.
More stumbling because we only have 3 minutes for Tina to talk really, really, really fast.
Oh,
yeah.
Really
Ooh,
fast talking.
Talk fast.
I am so good at that. All right.
You are.
So here we go. First thing I want to say is that coming up, guests, yeah, let's talk there first.
Actually, technically, we have
talk.
1 minute. Go.
Oh, hey, we're good. Don't you worry. All right. So still coming up in January, we have scheduled Mac Abernathy, David Chamberlain, Gary McCrae, Joe Smith, J.K. Coltrane, Rick Monroe, and Jesse J. Hudson. So that is absolutely awesome. And remember, our next Josie Show special edition episode will be on Monday, February 4th at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And our guest will be with us live. It'll be David Church. So that is absolutely awesome. If you are looking to get on the Josie Show in 2013, I am currently booking for July. So please send me an email. You can send it to tina@josieshow.com, T-I-N-A, or you can send it to josie@josieshow.com. Because I'm getting told my mailbox keeps getting full. So josie@josieshow.com. You can send it there as well.
Yes, and we're going to have to play the song next
no,
week.
No, we're going
to
play one now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I still do some little weird recording thing afterwards, so it'll still be on there. So don't you worry about it.
All right, then let me just say goodbye, and we're going to put this. We're going to get the song to play us out. Bye, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Josie Show. See you guys next Friday. Hit it.
All right, here's You Walk Away by Jason Robertson. Here we go.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.